Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Iran continues to deny being behind Saturday's attack on Saudi oil facilities. This as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo throws U.S. support behind Saudi Arabia's right to defend itself. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the Saudis gathered evidence that Iranian weapons were used in that attack.
Iranian media quote officials as rejecting Washington's claim that Tehran was responsible for the Saturday attack on oil facilities in Abqaiq, Saudi Arabia. Officials also called for an end to U.S. sanctions on Iran, which they describe as, quote, economic terror. The attack disrupted more than half of the daily Saudi output of crude oil, and officials say the damage will take weeks to repair. As Pompeo continues his talks in the region, attention remains focused on how Riyadh and/or Washington will respond to the attack. President Trump has spoken of options short of military action. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Afghan officials say an airstrike conducted by local security forces and backed by U.S. air support has hit civilians in eastern Afghanistan, leaving at least 9 people dead. It follows a Taliban truck bombing near a hospital that killed at least 16, many of them civilians. NPR's Dia Hadid has more from Islamabad.
Provincial officials said the airstrike overnight hit farmers as they rested after harvesting pine nuts. They said they believed more dead and wounded were in the field. A spokesman for U.S. forces said they struck ISIS militants, but added they were working with local officials to, quote, determine the facts and ensure the claim wasn't a ploy to deflect attention from the Taliban truck bombing earlier in the day. In that incident, the bombing was meant to target an intelligence compound, but blew up near a hospital. Local media showed a border policeman comforting a baby he found in the rubble. The mother was wounded and they were searching for the father. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is apologizing after Time magazine published a photo from 2001 showing him in brownface at a costume party. Trudeau says it was a mistake.
It was something that I didn't think was racist at the time, but now I recognize it was something racist to do.
He says the party was held at the private school he was teaching at, where the theme was Arabian Nights. He's up for re-election in about a month. President Trump's nominee to head the Labor Department testifies before a Senate committee today, but Democrats say they haven't had enough time to vet Eugene Scalia. Trump tweeted that Scalia was his pick back in July, but the committee didn't officially get his nomination until September 11th. The AFL-CIO opposes Scalia, describing him as a union-busting lawyer, but some business groups back him, viewing him as an opponent of regulatory overreach. The Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee panel will vote on the nomination early next week. Crude oil prices are trading higher at this hour, up 2% at $59.32 a barrel. This is NPR. The drug company Novartis is halting the distribution of popular heartburn medicines that were found to be contaminated with a probable carcinogen. NPR's Rob Stein has more.
The drug company says it is halting worldwide distribution of heartburn medicines containing ranitidine. These are generic versions of the popular heartburn drug Zantac. The move comes after the Food and Drug Administration found some of these products contained low levels of a substance called NDMA. NDMA is a probable carcinogen. The FDA is investigating the source of the contamination. The same contaminant was previously found in blood pressure and heart failure drugs. Rob Stein, NPR News.
The Washington Monument in D.C. is once again open to the public. The 555-foot obelisk, a tribute to President George Washington, has been closed for 3 years after an elevator cable snapped. An earthquake in August of 2011 left cracks in the stones near the top. The views from the structure are unique in the nation's capital. From the top, you can see the Lincoln Memorial and the White House, among other historic buildings. The monument is the tallest structure in Washington, D.C. and was completed in 1884 and gets around 500,000 visitors a year. It reopens at noon today, and First Lady Melania Trump is expected to attend the ribbon-cutting ceremony. U.S. futures contracts are trading in negative territory at this hour. Crude oil prices are trading higher, up more than 2%. Asian markets ended the day in mixed territory. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.